Ephesians chapter 3. For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus for you, the Gentiles, say that, if indeed you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which has been given to me for you, namely, that by revelation he made the mystery known to me, as I wrote before briefly, in the light of which, by reading, you can appreciate my understanding of the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to other generations, to the sons of men, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by Spirit, that the Gentiles should be joint heirs and a joint body and joint partakers of his promise in Christ through the gospel, of which I have become a minister by the gift of the grace of God which was given to me, by the exertion of his power. To me, the very least of all saints, this grace was given, to preach among the Gentiles the untraceable richness of Christ, and to enlighten everyone as to what the dispensation of the mystery is, which was hidden from the ages in God, who created all things through Jesus Christ, in order that the intricate wisdom of God might now be made known to the realms and the authorities in the upper heavenly places, through the Church, according to the purpose of the ages which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have assurance and access in confidence through his faithfulness. Then I ask you not to lose heart in my tribulations for you, which are your glory. For this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom every family in the heavens and on earth is named, that he may grant you, according to the richness of his glory, to be strengthened by power through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell through faith in your hearts, that you, being rooted and founded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what the breadth and length and depth and height are, and to know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge, in order that you may be filled to the extent of all the fullness of God. To him who is able to do superabundantly beyond everything which we ask or conceive of, according to the power exerted in us, to him be glory in the Church by Christ Jesus in all the generations of the age of the ages. Amen.